I want to be stone deaf. It rains high-pitched weak wills. It rains every day. Cold that only the self-important can't live without. My moss-calloused hands play in it every day. I know the marble heads, lovingly abrupt words, praising the horizontal. Plot 1157, Sarah Jane Moffat. She loved the world, and boy, did the world love her. Sarah was promiscuous, you see. She loved it hard on both back sides. Any man would do, or a woman in a pinch. She liked pinching, too. Sarah met Kevin. Kevin's loathfully tempered needle rushed deep, rushed hard, until her walls were juiced by an acronym. It wasn't her fault, they would say. Poor dear, what a tragedy. She even added to a pandemically blameless quilt that would never warm anyone. She laid under it anyway. It let her lie through her crotch to the world. AIDS is caused by a lack of government funding, after all. Not my preference for fleshy dreams over latex. Cry, not for Sarah Jane Moffat. Plot 621, William Edward Guillet, author, friend, man of Southbridge, murderer. Dennis and Margie Sample were driving south from Worcester after picking up Kayla, their freshman daughter, from college. Thanksgiving holiday had arrived. Visions of twilight New England, Bedouined across the windshield, Puritan in petrol. Kayla was young. She was going to tell her parents tonight that she was going to quit school and move to Berkeley with Sam, an acid romance with a tripod. It was always better to see the convulsions in music. Bill hid his stash in his jacket, as if to fool the spongy eyes of a New England town. His wheel turned on a dime bag and a flask to soak the buzz. The car flipped on a stump in a ditch. Dennis got the glass through the eyes, Margie a branch stapled to the throat. Kayla sat against a barbed wire fence post a few feet from her arms, legs, and most of her lower abdomen. Mommy? Mommy, I can't see. Mommy, I can't hear you. Mommy? Mommy? Her blonde hair matted and rusty because life leaks and stings road rash. Shudder, convulse, seize, still. Kayla died in the arms of Officer Lisa Munier, a 12-year veteran of the Massachusetts State Patrol. Lisa quit the next day, nightmaring horizontal, because life leaks contagious. Bill got 12 years, pled down to vehicular manslaughter because his father beat him and his mother made him wear girls' clothes till he was 12. He served 6 of a dozen, smoked more to ease the pain of his anal bleeding. He wrote scores about prison and drinking and his mother's breasts. He made millions. When he died, his blood was fermenting. The paper said he was a champion for the abused, a hero of Southbridge. And the samples, they were swallowed in newsprint. Cry? Fuck no. Not for William Edward Guillet. Plot 2005, Annie Renee Ortez. Hush, little one, you're in God's hands now. Mary, her mother, holds my hand every day. Then kneels and weeps. She tries to keep her swollen face clean, but the innocuous screaming mud conspicuously clings to a now Ash Wednesday every day. Annie died when her father threw her soft little head into the corner of a china hutch. Heads cave in. Cry? I want to cry for Annie. If I had bones, they would ache and crack to cry for her. Every day I stand upon her stone, hands raised to heaven, head bowed in reverence, wings collapsed on rain-weakened shoulder. But I cannot cry. I cannot cry because I am numb. And I am numb because the world whined wolf one too many times.